The information reports that NVIDIA is discussing an equity investment in Perplexity at a valuation above $30 billion. Perplexity's annualized revenue has reportedly passed $750 million, up from less than $250 million at the start of 2026. Separately, Bloomberg says SoftBank plans a record $1 trillion, or $6.3 billion, retail bond to help repay the bridge loan behind its OpenAI stake and fund more AI deals. Put together, the signals expose next week's capital split. The chip supplier is moving toward the product layer, while the frontier investor is asking Japanese savers to finance its bets. NVIDIA reports Wednesday at 5 p.m. ET. Listen for whether management now talks like a supplier, an investor, or both. Sponsor. What are the current trends shaping corporate strategy? Explore observations from audit partners on the trends shaping business decision-making, risk management, and corporate strategy today. In the wild. What is moving before it becomes a press release? See the full pulse in the wild. Harness optimization reached 18,600 Telegram views. Scale AI's new benchmark tests whether one AI can improve the prompts, tools, memory, and control flow around another. The paper found that the optimizer model mattered more than the coding harness it used. Read Harness Opt Bench. Conduit climbed 5 places to number 11 in productivity. The iPhone client connects to a user's own open WebUI server, a small sign that self-hosted AI is reaching beyond desktop tinkerers. See Conduit. Vidmer rose 3 places to number 12 in graphics and AMP design. Another text-to-video app is finding buyers without owning a frontier model. Distribution is still a product. See Vidmer. A no-paywall image generator entered at number 16. Its name is The Pitch, unlimited generation without a subscription gate. That is where consumer price pressure is showing up first. See the app. Runway climbed 3 places to number 20 in photo and AMP, video. Professional generative video is gaining on the same chart as low-cost rappers. The category is widening at both ends. See Runway. Quick hits. The lab gladiator era. Meta just took another OpenAI researcher. Luke Metz is leaving OpenAI for Meta Superintelligence Labs and will report to Alexander Wang. Metz returned from Thinking Machines Lab in January, co-developed DCGAN, and contributed to OpenAI's O1 system card. See the latest move in Meta's talent raid. Sam Altman is warning about power concentration from inside the most valuable lab. He told Business Insider that AI could end up controlled by a few powerful companies if safety fears persuade people to trade liberty for protection. The warning will sharpen every open weights argument next week. Read Altman's case. The year governments got serious. South Korea is putting a speed bump in front of the AI chip trade. Regulators plan to cap individual exposure to leverage chip ETFs and require a week-long course before retail investors can buy them. The guardrail follows a boom in bets on Samsung and SK Hynix. See the new investor rules. OpenAI asked California for stronger frontier lab rules. The company wants SB 53 to add monitoring around frontier training after recent agent hacking incidents. A lab lobbying for tighter state law will complicate the usual industry versus regulator script. See OpenAI's requested changes. The AI CapEx tax. Governors who recruited data centers are now campaigning against them. The Wall Street Journal tracks the reversal as electricity, water, and local approval become election issues. The next constraint on AI infrastructure may be political permission rather than chips. See the state-level backlash. Trump told those communities they are making a mistake. In a Sunday interview with Michael Cohen, the president said AI data centers could become bigger than oil and dismissed grid concerns because operators are building power plants. The Republican split is now explicit. See Trump's defense of the build-out, auto mode everything. Google and MICROSOFT are racing to wire US SCHOS for AI. The New York Times reports that both companies are pushing classroom tools and training as they compete to shape which assistant students learn first. 10 experts in our stream shared the report. See the school distribution race. AI agents are turning startup founders into 90-hour managers. The Wall Street Journal found founders supervising fleets of agents around the clock, driven by fear that a competitor will automate faster. More agent capacity is creating a new form of productivity FOMO. See the agent management treadmill. NVIDIA reports Wednesday. Ask who gets its cash. NVIDIA reports fiscal second quarter results Wednesday. The webcast starts at 2 p.m. Pacific. The actionable question is no longer limited to how many accelerators it can ship. Ask what NVIDIA plans to own. The Perplexity talks turn capital allocation into strategy. A stake would put NVIDIA closer to the search and answer layer that consumes its chips. Listen for whether management describes investments as financial exposure, ecosystem development, or distribution. Those labels imply different ambitions. Then track three numbers: cash committed to strategic investments, buybacks, and supply agreements. If strategic checks keep expanding while repurchases slow, NVIDIA is using chip profits to build influence beyond hardware. If investment stays small beside buybacks, Perplexity is an option rather than a new operating model. The Q and AMP, A matters more than the prepared growth language. Analysts should ask whether NVIDIA sought technology rights, commercial commitments, board access, or hiring options before discussing equity. The information says licensing and staff hires were considered before the investment route. Each path buys something different. By the end of the call, write down one sentence. NVIDIA is primarily selling the AI boom, financing it, or trying to own more of its distribution. That answer will matter longer than the first earnings beat or miss. Key takeaways. Track the financing route as closely as the valuation. Equity, retail debt, and supplier investment place risk with different people. Separate agent capacity from managerial leverage. A bigger fleet can add supervision faster than it adds useful output. Treat school access as distribution. The assistant students learn first can become the tool they expect at work. Put NVIDIA's Wednesday Q and AMP A on the calendar. Ask what rights and commercial commitments come with strategic investments. Found first. Primary research AI weekly surfaced before it reached the press cycle. All five tested LLM memory frameworks lost to no memory ATL. Across long horizon tasks, the best memory methods still finished more than 10 percentage points below the no memory baseline. Persistent memory can add retrieval noise faster than it adds useful context. See the paper and our early read. The best coding agent stayed below 50% ON scientific software. SWEbench Science tested 119 real tasks across 20 scientific domains. Even Claude Code with Opus 5 failed more than half it pass at 1. See where coding agents break. Worth reading. How much of the internet is written with AI? Pew analyzed 490,000 English language pages from Common Crawl. 10% of the July 2026 sample showed significant signs of AI authorship, rising above one-third among pages published after ChatGPT's launch. Detection is imperfect, but the time series makes the direction hard to dismiss. Wait, what? HARVARD Business School is selling access to AI clones of its professors for $699. Its 8-week Foundry bootcamp uses HeyGen avatars to critique pitches and conduct mock board meetings between live sessions. One instructor called his own digital twin creepy. See the AI faculty. Worth watching. The videos AI practitioners are passing around right now, curated on AI TV. This week's poll. Where will next week's most useful AI signal appear? Where will next week's most useful AI signal appear? Back Wednesday, Alexis,